Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, Jamie!
Hello.
You're back.
Hello.
Wait, is it you? Because you were gone last week.
Yes.
People have been asking where you are. I said you were on spring break. Is that not real?
Well, yes. I mean, I was on a break. Yeah. I had to go visit an old friend.
Sure.
Across the pond and make sure that she was good. Okay. And she is.
Good.
So, and that's all I'm going to say.
Now, I'm going to say that Kate Middleton's dead. And we're all being lied to.
No.
I've been lighting candles, singing Elton John for hours upon hours.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to know you. I was just a key.
Right.
Candle burned down along the hall. Legendary deep. When they do finally announce that she's dead, we're playing that for 24 hours straight on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sing it drunkenly over and over and over again. 24 hours straight. I want to hear Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Right.
Sung by me, obviously.
Right.
I'll let Elton have a couple, you know, goes at it, but it's definitely going to be all me.
Look, they're right. The palace is right. We are dumb. But, and
we're not
this
dumb.
Whole thing is dumb.
No, we're not dumb.
Americans are dumb.
No,
but
we're not
it's
dumb.
It's fun, and it reminds me of the super fun Hillary Baldwin thing, right?
Ilaria Baldwin, you mean?
Hillary Baldwin from Boston.
Ilaria Baldwin from the border.
I refuse.
Sorry, she probably crossed at Eagle Pass. That's how close she is to being a real live Mexican. I don't even know if she's legal here.
Hers was España.
Yeah, they're all
and
the same.
I know you lump them all together,
yeah, all
but
the
border that she would be
Eagle Pass. Yep, right down there. I saw it on 60 Minutes. they lifted up the barbed wire for her papa. Mm-hmm. And
hermanos
lifted up the barbed wire and just squeezed her through. Go to America, find Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And then let him murder someone. And then you have six kids and pretend to have a cooking show.
Were there a couple comments about where I was? Lie to me.
Not sure.
Lie to me.
Not really sure.
No one was asking?
No. No,
guys.
And I wasn't paying attention there, but I want to stop you on something you said earlier here, okay? I don't think Americans are dumb. I think we're just doing this shit right in front of everybody's faces now, and they're saying, fuck you. I think they're doing it in our country. I think they're doing it over there, and they're like, you know what? We're going to tell you what's actually going on, and you're going to do this and believe it and fuck off. We don't really care. Let's just go back to the greatest hits. How long has she been out now?
So her last appearance was Christmas. A little bit okay. Before Christmas.
So we're halfway through, damn near to the end of March. The Ides of March right. are almost over.
Right. While we're talking, can you pull up the statement, the first statement from the palace?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. But let's go through the hits of what they've given us so far.
Yes. So I actually have a timeline of exactly where this started.
Perfect.
And where it is.
Okay.
Now. And I say that we're all dumb because it's like, you know, this is insane. But A, it's fun, and B, we have such a distrust of possibly our own government here, right? That we don't trust anyone saying anything or telling us anything, right?
Right.
So that fuels it. And then also they're using our playbook of making conspiracy theorists seem insane.
Yeah.
So that it's like, oh, I mean, this is so crazy. What, Delco?
And they are reptilians, yes.
Yes, so like they are doing the same thing we do, like with the Alex Jones, for example, of like, look at this psychopath, but saying, you know, highlighting the things that he's saying that may possibly be true and be like, look how crazy he is saying this. It works, right? So they're taking a little bit of our playbook in that. But timeline goes, last appearance, I think it was December 25th.
Okay, Christmas.
Blue dress, Christmas. She looks great. That's real, not grainy. Somehow with, you know, real Kate and real appearances, we can get a very clear video of her walking and doing, you know, shaking hands and doing whatever.
Yeah, and it's her.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and it's her.
Right.
And close-ups, and it's like,
100%.
You know, people are talking to her.
So that one I agree with you on.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That was the last time that, like, it was a clear, not grainy.
Non-conspiracy.
December 28th, People Magazine publishes an article about Kate and William and how they had finalized their plans to go to Rome. But January 17th... Kensington Palace releases the statement that Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales, was admitted to the hospital yesterday for planned abdominal surgery. Now, if it was planned, why were they saying just a little bit before that they were planning to go to Italy? They would say, you know, Kate has some stuff coming up after that, after recovery, possibly. Yeah. So then that's fueling speculation that actually after Christmas, she was rushed to the hospital and they were trying to figure out how to spin it.
And I'd
be like, it was planned. Don't worry. And now she has this many days of recovery. Although in this statement, they give us this exact timeline. So she will not be seen in any real way until after Easter.
Okay.
So they actually put out that statement.
Yep.
She won't be doing any official engagements. She needs to recover. She's basically off. Leave her the fuck alone until after Easter.
And by the way, for everybody who doesn't celebrate Easter like we do.
March 31st.
Yes. So 3 months, roughly.
3 months. That's a lot of recovery.
Sure is.
Like, if it went smoothly, that's a lot of recovery for whatever it is you had done.
Anything that wasn't a medical emergency. And I want to say, because a lot of people out there are saying it's a facelift, a Brazilian butt lift,
right? We'll go through all the conspiracies after the timeline, but they said, you know, they're only going to give updates about her health if it's significant. So basically they're saying to you, you're not going to hear anything from us. You're not going to hear anything from Kate until this time. So the reason why I say we're dumb is like, they already told us that. But yeah. Anyways, it's fun. So January 18th, William is seen arriving to visit Kate in a grainy car photo. Again, this is the only time we've seen him visit her. Now, there could be a back entrance and they just wanted to get one front entrance video of that happening. January 26th,
Can you pull up that photo real quick of that photo? Are you talking about the grainy one of her in the back of the car?
No, we haven't seen her yet. This is of...
What's this one? I apologize.
So this is just William going to visit right here. So William going to visit her in the hospital. This is an official... There's a difference between the palace releasing pictures and just independent news sources. So
and
when
what
the
date
palace,
is this?
This is January 18th.
Okay.
And this is the only time and photo we have of William visiting.
He looks pretty fucking nervous here. Like he looks pretty intense here.
Well, they're royals, so we can't really go off of their, you know, expression. But January 26th, King Charles is admitted into the London clinic in order to get corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. This is before we find out it's cancer. January 28th, a Spanish journalist accidentally on some news site says exactly what I said in the beginning, was that she went to the hospital right after Christmas, was rushed to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And this statement about her planned abdominal surgery is because she's intubated and in a coma. This news reporter just says it and then gets squashed and it's all just like blah, 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 crazy, 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 crazy. But she said it on January 28th. Now that really fuels, because give anyone who's bored and wants a fun conspiracy any fuel and they'll go down the rabbit hole, right?
Yeah.
So there's a couple videos that are released of like convoy. Oh, we're all going to this thing and maybe Kate's in the car. We don't know, but they don't say. January 29th, Kensington Palace releases a statement saying that Kate has left the hospital and would be recovering at home. There are no photos of her leaving the hospital and there are no sightings and no one sees this. Now, their paparazzi is 10 million times worse than ours. Mm-hmm. So if you don't see a picture, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Also on January 29th, King Charles is photographed alongside Queen Camilla leaving the hospital following a 3-day stay. February 1st, the palace addresses the news reporter's claims about the coma. Weird that like they're not addressing anything, but they address that one theory. February 5th, the palace announces that King Charles is diagnosed with cancer that was found during this procedure.
Okay.
Earlier.
Yep.
So we're kind of trickling out that King Charles has cancer, but he's fine, but we're not giving you any other.
So he was in the
hospital.
They're not
saying what
kind. But he was in the hospital for 3 days.
Yes.
Prostate. Obviously.
No, they're not saying what kind of cancer.
Gotcha.
So they're just saying he has cancer. That was found during the corrective procedure on the enlarged prostate. So everyone can, I guess, kind of put it together, but they're not officially saying, which they usually do.
Okay.
February 7th, William attends London Air Ambulance Charity. That's when he's photographed with Tom Cruise. He's basically doing all of these engagements without Kate, which is very rare. February 20th. William releases a statement about the Israel-Hamas war, which is really weird because they usually are very neutral. February.
What was his statements?
I mean, I remain deeply concerned and the terrible human cost of the conflict in the Middle East since the Hamas terrorist attack on 7th October. Too many have been killed. Basically, stop.
Ceasefire.
Let's just stop, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not saying the word ceasefire and not saying either side, whatever, but just being like, we need to stop.
Did he give anybody a Pepsi? Because that would have stopped it.
But it was interesting that it was just from the Prince of Wales, not their combined Prince and Princess of Wales, which means she didn't make that comment.
Okay.
February 27th, this is where everything really got going for a lot of people, is when William backed out of attending a memorial service for his godfather, King Constantine of Greece, over a personal matter. So you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. He is not, him and Kate are not those people. Like, they go to fucking everything.
Yeah.
So this is when everything starts to go crazy. On February 27th and 28th is when all the conspiracy, all the TikTok, all the things, memes, Twitter goes crazy.
2 days after my birthday. Yeah, I remember.
February 29th.
Is that a real day? We have a leap year this year? No shit.
We did.
Yeah.
Man, I missed it. God damn it. I didn't celebrate it. Sorry, man.
Anyways, February 29th, the palace is kind of addressing a little bit, saying she's doing well. What are you guys talking about? Shut up. Just shut up. We're telling you to shut up, so you should shut up.
Yeah.
March 4th, TMZ publishes the grainy photo of Kate driving with her mom.
How much is TMZ getting paid for this shit? This is the second time now they've posted bullshit.
It's not paid for the shit. It's the idea that they're publishing in conjunction with the Sun. Now, the Sun in Britain, which we all know, like, the paparazzi and the palace have a relationship that is based on, like, we give you stories,
mm-hmm.
you publish them.
Yeah.
And then with certain publications.
So let me ask you this. In this photo right here, and Bob, if you could pop it up for us, is this real? Are people saying this is real? Because it does look like her. She just looks...
At the time...
Not in great shape there.
At the time, physically. People were like, oh, okay. We've seen her.
Okay. And then what happened? Was this debunked, this photo?
So now, because of everything that's come out, people are kind of like, when was this? Because now we know that they're putting out pictures from a long time ago, or they're saying that it was now and it's not, or whatever.
Got it. And now, Bob, in this car, that's an Audi right there. Does that have five rings or is it four? Is that a fake Audi too?
It's four rings.
What, Jesse? I want to really dive in today, okay?
Is this boring? Does anyone care?
Yeah, we all care. God damn it, I'm on the edge of my fucking seat here. All right, but I'm trying to figure this out with everybody else. It just doesn't look like enough rings for an Audi. I remember the rings on the front
Again,
of an Audi being more
time,
powerful.
At the time, people were like, cool, saw her, fine.
Okay.
But then...
I was like that. I was like, all right, she's alive.
Yeah.
She, you know, maybe had some work done, but she's alive.
Right. On March 5th, the... official UK Army website listed Kate as being in attendance at the Horse Guards Parade.
Oh, I love that every year. Big fan of that.
But then her name was like taken off.
Did she fall maybe testing out her equestrian skills?
No, I think they were trying to like say like, oh, she's doing these things. And people were like, no.
We would know
so
if she's
they're
here.
Like, okay, just take her name off the website.
Yeah. Okay. So they did take the name off the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
March 6th, William kind of in some speech, you know, talks about alluding to the rumors, just saying he's focused on his work and not social media, saying that like he's not seeing what's going on. Now, March 10th, this is where it goes a little crazy. In honor of Mother's Day, the now infamous photo that was uploaded to the Prince and Princess of Wales official Instagram.
Yep.
Was found to be photoshopped
mm-hmm.
and made to look like, hey, I'm alive and well, right? Which is like, hey, we needed a proof of life. You gave us a fake photo.
Wasn't there like 16 errors found in this photo or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
69. Yeah.
There were 69 errors found. But then the weirder, this is not the weird part to me.
Okay.
The weird part is them... is her putting out a caption later or saying something later, supposedly from her being like, hey, you know, as amateur photographers, we all play with editing, you know,
mm-hmm.
mom fail kind of thing. Like, not the way she talks, not anything she would say.
Yeah.
It's also a weird edit
that I don't understand even the point of one way or the other.
Go through the edits.
It's really just like...
Go through the edits here. Because the kid, I think one of the remarks is the kid had 54 teeth in his mouth, and they were like, why did they add so many teeth?
To make him look English.
Ah.
To really sell the Englishness.
What here do you think is weird? I don't even see it.
It's this.
She doesn't have a ring on her finger.
No, it's her daughter. You can see the sleeve is like badly sort of erased a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I don't know why.
So like, basically there's...
Why doesn't she have a ring on her finger? She's married.
Yeah, that could be one of
She's
the
She's a married
things.
Woman.
But basically they found the exact face photo that they put on top of it.
Well, here's why I say the ring.
From another photo.
One of the conspiracies is that he's been caught cheating with this woman multiple times. Yeah. They're going through a divorce, and maybe the ring was a clue of like, hey, she's fucking had it. And she's taking photos with the kids. He's not there. And maybe they're getting divorced.
Right.
What were the other heirs, Bob, in this?
I'll have to read it, but this was the one that was like the standout. This is what got her caught. Is you can see her dot, like, Dan, what do you call it? This particular tool? It's just like a kind of an eraser tool on Photoshop where you can kind of like slim things, for example.
Right,
or whatever.
But you're also like revealing what's behind it as well, kind of thing.
Right. And by the way, the fact that there's something behind this would mean that this is like multiple layers.
Right.
Right. So there shouldn't be anything behind that?
Well,
because
like
no one's behind her. There, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so I guess it would be like her jacket,
her sleeve, the sleeve of the jacket.
Yeah, I mean, you can AI fill stuff in now on Photoshop, but I like old school. This would be like the arm would be like a different layer, and then there would be for something to be underneath it. There, it would have had to not be in this photo initially.
And then Bob, that kid's tooth is missing in the front.
Suspicious. Yes.
Yeah, I remember him with teeth last time I saw him, and now he's missing a tooth, Jesse.
Yeah.
What we say the kid right there. Why did they take out his tooth? Or do you think that happened on its own?
I really think the only photo editing they did was with her face.
So was she not there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was either
a body double?
A body double. Or it was her and she wanted to put a different face on top of like the face that she has now or that she was recovering, or I don't know.
Okay.
Point being, it was an official, anytime you release anything on your official Instagram or the palace or whatever, it is like basically like putting out a news report. So it can be fact checked. It can be, you know, like there can be statements like we can't trust the monarchy at all kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, so if it's on her personal or someone's personal or whatever, then it's kind of like, or on a news site. They don't really have any oversight over that.
Okay.
So that was the Photoshop.
And what date was this?
Debacle. That was...
I felt like it was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, so that was March 10th, I believe.
March 10th.
Yeah, so March 10th was when...
So 9 days ago.
And that's Mother's Day in Britain?
It is, yeah. It is Mother's Day in Britain.
Yeah, so that was March 10th, and then that's when everyone started being like, well, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Either don't put out anything or put out an older photo. I don't know. Like, they're just... Again, though, are they being this, you know, bad at it on purpose? That's also taking out of our playbook,
Jesse,
as well.
Come on.
Distraction, distraction, distraction.
Why take that kid's tooth right out of his mouth like that? I don't know what's going on. We're going to get to the goddamn bottom of it today, though. I can tell you that.
Yes. So
she had to put out an apology after that. And then what was the next date?
Because
if that was March 10th, that was 9 days ago.
Yeah. So March 11th is when Kate puts out the statement of like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. That's a
great British accent on
and
the
that's
fly
so
like that.
Fucking stupid that she has to even. I'm sorry for any,
no,
you know,
that's...
hurt that I've caused you by photoshopping my own photos.
She did really cause a lot of trauma and pain for me
personally.
Yeah, for you. Because I love British Mother's Day more than our own here in this country, and I celebrate it.
Right.
And I was sad that she kind of sullied it for me, and it made me not believe in Mother's Day over there anymore. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Going to be honest. And this has been very painful for the last 8 days.
Well, the other thing with this photo, too, is they did two things with it. So when they first, like, posted it and people were a little wary of it,
mm-hmm.
they then changed the caption to photograph taken by Prince William.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then they deleted that caption and then put her apology. So, like, they just kind of, it seemed like they just kept trying to play whack-a-mole, you know?
Sure.
Where it's like, oh, well, but Prince William took it. Oh, well, but
yeah,
we'll just issue an apology. That isn't really her. That's not her writing that at all.
No. No, she's dead.
Right.
She's dead.
March 11th, Daily Mail publishes a photo of William and Kate taken by paparazzi of them in the back of a car. I couldn't find this photo, if you can,
Bob. Do we have
Bob.
It? I haven't seen this one, I don't think.
So this one was March 11th, and it was the Daily Mail. They may have since taken stuff down, but it's them driving in a car. You can clearly see William, but Kate is kind of looking towards the back of the car, and so you can't really make out her face.
Okay. Popping up on screen there, Bob. It's not
She's looking
one.
The opposite way, yep. And you can only really catch a small part. So, yeah. So she's facing the other way.
Mm.
And
is she black too?
Is
that
there
a black person or
bigger photo of that, or is that the only crop we
that's
have?
That's it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
because people were saying the bricks on the back were different. Although you don't need to Photoshop this. Like she's not even looking at you.
I don't know. I mean, look, I would say this. If you have endless photos of Kate Middleton, which they probably do. You've probably got every angle you could ever want of her.
Why not take...
Therefore, just have her looking out the window and brick it up in the background. Get all bricked up.
Yeah.
You know?
March 12th, people start talking about the alleged affair with Rose Hanbury being maybe part of this conspiracy.
Pull up a pic of Rose Hanbury,
that started March 12th.
Okay. So this has been going on for a while, allegedly, that they've had this affair. Remember he was getting pegged?
Yeah.
And we talked about that a long time on the show, allegedly. And now here's the two of them together, which is strange to me because this will come in handy later. This is why I wanted to show this pic. It looks kind of like a janky stunt double that you would use in a movie of Kate Middleton where if you squint real hard...
No, but Kate Middleton has body doubles, stunt doubles, if you will, and so does William.
Well, we'll get there because this will feed into the conspiracy that happened yesterday.
Yeah. But like they have them, they don't need old no chin over here.
Wow, Jesse, that is intense. We don't body shame on the show. Well, we do.
I'm not talking about her body.
You're talking about her.
I'm talking about her chin.
Her chin's a part of her whole body.
Well, she doesn't. But I'm talking about her lack of, like, she doesn't have one.
Right.
So I'm not making fun of the chin she has. I'm talking about the chin she doesn't have.
She was born without it.
Right.
Chinless.
March 14th, the AFP. She's usually cute, though.
Man, you did her dirty, Bob.
She's usually cute.
Oh, boy.
Where's the chin?
No. The chin went missing.
She's with Kate. The chin's with Kate. Kate took it and fucking ran away.
Damn it, man. No chin on her, huh? She was born without a chin. You know? Oh, boy. Man. Man, oh, man. What's she doing inside the fucking palace, Bob?
Getting inside the prince, I imagine.
Ah.
No, she was some kind of...
Yeah, she has access.
Yeah, for whatever reason. We don't really care about her. But anyway, March 14th, the AFP... announces that Kensington Palace is no longer a trusted source because of the editing photo situation.
Who said this?
So AFP.
Okay.
So the agents, Press?
Air Force Base. That's what AFP is. No,
it's AFP. France Press.
France Press.
Is that where Jared got it?
Yeah, that's Jared's.
Oh, okay. Anyway, March 15th, the Daily Beat publishes a story where, according to friends of Kate, she is suffering intense stress.
Yeah.
Due to Harry and Meghan.
Well, that is a stressful situation.
Whatever.
I stopped watching Suits for a while during that whole sitch because I was all tensed up as well there. But was that when he flew back to go see the dad for 24 minutes? No, actually, that was in February.
Before.
It was in February because he did the NFL MVP show.
That was before.
Which is super important that nobody watched.
But no, they just always have to bring them up. And it, again, to use as some kind of distraction. So March 16th also is when things even ramp up because the BBC is awaiting, basically, because of some report they got from Buckingham Palace that a big announcement is coming within the next 72 hours. That's March 16th. Okay. So then everyone's just like, okay, what?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. March 17th, The Sun publishes a story that Kate was seen. This brings us up to pretty much right now. Happy, healthy, and relaxed. HHR.
Yeah.
While shopping with William on Saturday, March 16th, at the local shop. She popped around the shop.
Yeah, Bob.
Now, there are no photos, there are no videos at this time. So March 17th, when they put out this, hey guys, it's over. So, like, they were seen. They went to sporting events. They're out at the shops. They're seen. No worries. The next day, the 18th, right? Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
After everyone was like, okay, you're telling me they were out and about and not one person took a fucking video?
Selfie.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We don't trust you.
Liars.
So then the next day, as they do, they scrambled to find this video that Bob will play. Now, can we play this, Bob?
Does TMZ own it or The Sun own it?
Again, we cannot get a clear photo of anything for the past
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
So no one has a clear photo of, or video of Kate and William, Kate by herself, anything.
I know TMZ ran it because
I know, but we're just wondering.
Said TMZ is because I went to their Twitter, Bob. It's on their Twitter page.
Or if you want to go to YouTube,
right there is fine. You're going to get an ad real quick, Bob. So no free ads, obviously. But
are we allowed to play this though?
I think so. That's right?
It's watermarked.
You can get it.
Oh, it is watermarked.
You can get it from YouTube if you just go. Kate sighting.
But then somebody from YouTube is going to say we own this fucking thing, you know?
Yeah, but it'll take them longer to fucking figure it out.
I'd say what? Yeah, just go to pop it up on Twitter there, Bob. Somebody's going to have it.
Or look, you can
feed.
Just put the picture up. You can just put the picture up.
That's
think
just
going to
take you to TMZ, Bob.
No, yeah. I know, but we can just put the picture. We don't need to play the video.
That's
so
fine. There you go.
There is a video of this.
Mm-hmm.
The video is what I wanted to look at only because of how
actually,
this
actually,
yeah,
show the video,
walking.
Bob, because it's she okay. also had very tiny legs. And I was like, this doesn't look like her.
She's always had tiny legs, but there's
not this thing.
There's a height differential and there's a way that this person walks, which is like head to the side.
They're not a
which
royal.
Which is not at all how Kate walks.
They'll never be royal. You know?
I guess.
Internet being really stupid.
We all heard you, Ross. They'll never be royal, right?
What's that?
They'll never be royal. You
did
wanted
I say
us
that?
To hear?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right now, because I'm looking at the video, I'm just kind of speaking what's going through my mind here.
Oh, okay.
I'm so fucking into this right now.
Spitballing.
That I can't see straight, and I need the fucking video, Bob. There we go. Pop that up here. Now, at first glance, I looked at it and kind of breezed away, and then I kept watching it over and over again.
As you do.
And she's fake. Like, that's not her. And look at her little tiny stick legs.
I don't even think that's it because she has very thin legs and...
Not this thin. Look at that. Look at this person.
She
that's
does,
too thin.
Though. She's really thin.
That's too... Not that thin.
but it's walking like her head cocked to the side, which she never does.
Yeah. Oh boy. And is that him? Is that even him? Do we know that?
So as we know, and it's actually widely known, that they both have a couple
body doubles.
Doppelgangers, yeah.
Yeah. So is that him?
Use for different appearances or what have you, where they don't have to actually do anything. Every one of the royals, I think, has one or two.
That's a bad one right there.
I think that's a really good one.
I don't. And Bob, show the picture now, Bob. So zoom in on that picture that we had. And that's why I say this isn't a good one. As soon as you zoom in on this chick, it's definitely not her. How the fuck did they think they were going to pull this off?
There's no way to zoom in because it's grainy.
It right there.
It was taken like an iPhone 3.
Totally fine. But is that now that we're zoomed in, that does appear to be him.
It does appear to be him.
That does not look like her at all.
She got some bad plastic surgery.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe the recovery was like botched. She was botched. Bob, can you pull up?
There's no way they're going to botch a royal.
Hold on. I have some breaking news.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Man, are you fist fucking me today?
It's just all, I mean, like.
God damn it, man. We've got to get to the bottom of this, Bob. Hit me with it. What do we got?
So the bot quote, this is from Twitter. So the bystander who shot the Windsor Farm footage is a film producer called Nelson Silva.
Yep.
What's the bet he paid Kate and William lookalikes for a publicity stunt and then sold it to the highest bidder? Is this fake? A fucking film guy, an actual shooter?
He would have better footage.
Yeah.
He'd have better footage. It'd at least be an iPhone 11.
Exactly. So Bob, go back to his little bio there. Real quick. Yeah. Digital community engagement lead at the Lego group. That's not true. That's not true at all. None of this is true.
Yeah.
The Lego group.
Can you pull up Bob? There's a girl named Heidi that people usually or that say she looks exactly like Kate Middleton, and possibly they use her. I'm not sure, but if you do Kate and Heidi,
that video was shot in like a Nokia phone, and like in today's world, so you're gonna say that you can't zoom in and get a better shot of this.
There's a couple bullshit different ones, Bob, that you can.
Whoa, who's that on the left?
So that's Heidi, someone that
the double.
I don't know if she's the double, but they're definitely.
That's a better one, at least. That looks more like her. That looks like the girl
in
the back of the car.
There's different photos. Why? How do you always choose the exact? Go to all. Go to any of the other ones.
Because she's got a fatter face.
See,
in
like that. That looks like the girl that was in the video, though.
In
the
video.
Blue dress.
Okay. The other one looked like the one in the back of the car where her face is kind of puffier.
Sure. You have to have a double for every.
Sure do.
You know,
I've got
part
eight.
Of, yeah,
I've got eight doubles out there walking around.
Part of the holidays, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right after Christmas, a little puffier.
Yeah.
When you're getting closer to.
Yeah, you put on eight.
Getting closer
eight
to summer. We're
going to
need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that brings us to now.
Today.
To today.
Okay.
And TMZ actually just. It was
did they
like,
retract their video?
They didn't retract, but they're definitely talking about how it's possibly fake. The day after they posted this, completely saying it was real.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God, dude.
Keep going, Bob.
What is happening here?
Keep going.
What is fucking happening here?
Or maybe the... Yeah.
Did they delete that too?
No, keep going. It's
they didn't delete
somewhere.
The video off their Twitter. I mean, their video
it's
is
somewhere.
The video
oh,
is.
Oh, it's under here, Bob.
Okay, it's pinned on their Twitter, by the
Donald
way.
Donald Trump's talking about possibly deporting
Harry?
And I love it.
I love it. Get him out of here.
Maybe they did take it, Bob.
Yeah, maybe they took it down, dude.
It was right the fuck up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was right the fuck up there. It's not anymore. TMZ's in on this. They're getting paid off for this shit.
No, I just think they trust, like, the Sun a little bit more. There we go.
There it is.
So conspiracy theorists say new video ain't Kate.
It's not Kate. James, real quick, before we hop back into this story, we got some sponsors. Put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Oh, I wonder if she's laying in a little bed somewhere, a little ghost bed somewhere, Jesse.
Yeah.
You think she is?
That's probably why she doesn't want to get up.
Probably.
She's just like, I am so comfortable.
I'm going to lay here and watch March Madness. I don't feel like going
That's
out.
Probably it.
Probably is. You can get the same bed that, Kate Middleton is sleeping in right now. The same pillows, the same sheets, the same adjustable base over there. All you gotta do is pop in that promo code DRINKITBROS. You're gonna get 50% off. That's right. Half off. She's probably half off right now.
What do you mean?
She's dead.
Cut in half?
Yes, she got cut in half. I think we also don't need, we probably shouldn't rule out that it's William, late in life, midlife crisis, wanted to be a magician. And then he sawed her in half, and it was a horrible magic mistake, you know? But maybe half her bed is in the body, just the torso part.
Right.
And then she's just kind of lying there, and they're trying to figure out what to do.
Sure.
Maybe with some ting-ting legs like Oscar Pistorius, maybe. Not sure, but you got to get a goddamn mattress, all right? If she's lying in it right now, you know it's the best. And unconfirmed, it's just a guess.
And even if the ghost bed, even if, fun fact, if you put a ghost bed in a basement on the floor,
yep,
still with a chain to somewhere, still very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
So we've heard. We don't know.
No
we
idea.
We wouldn't know that. Why would we know that?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea. But you got to go there. And then when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. You know what I say? Take it. We don't know how long we have left on this earth. Stretch it out. Why pay for the whole fucking thing up front, you know? If you do end up dead, what are they going to do? Fucking find you in the afterlife to make you pay the rest of it? No. So stretch it out. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros, 50% off, and load up the cart as high as it'll go. That way, hey, if you do die, you're not paying them back, you know? Ghost Bed's going to be stoked about that. Whatever. Next up, we get hardafseltzer.com. I'll tell you what, throughout this whole sitch, I've been drinking a lot more than I usually have because I'm stressed.
Mm.
And I'm also distressed at everything that's coming out and all the things over there, all the lies we're being
told
to. Yeah.
Distressed.
Just drinking 8% seltzers, trying to figure out life, you know? You get to the bottom of that can, and then it's on to the bottom of the next one. And next thing you know, 12 are gone, 14 are gone, and then 18 are gone, and then I'm gone, you know?
Sure.
I'm lying in a bathtub with an organ missing. We're live, kids. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, and Ohio. Let's cross our 50th HEB here. In Texas, that's a lot. That's a lot, isn't it?
It is.
Biggest grocery store chain in Texas. We're in Kroger down in Houston. Piggly Wiggly's out in Alabama. Every single Total Wine all throughout the South. Every single one in the state of Texas. Florida. North Carolina. We're in that Wilmington Total Wine there. Brunches. Man, the last time I watched the royal wedding there, I think I was at a Brunches, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just had some
mouth of.
Yeah.
They're serving hard AF seltzers over there, and we're everywhere. Ohio, we're up in Columbus, Ohio, Short North, Pint House over there. Urban Myers Pint House in Dublin.
Sure.
If you want to feel closer to her. She was supposed to be at that St. Patrick's Day thing in Dublin, Ireland. Not Dublin, Ohio, but didn't make it this year.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't there.
Right.
She usually has a pint. With everybody, the lads over there. And
Green pint.
Yep. Was unable to do so this year. Here's what I want you to do. If you're out there and that's one of your states that I just mentioned, go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the nearest location by you. Or if you're not in one of those states, one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. It's not fucking Kate. I'm
Why
tired
do they
of being
write
lied
like
to.
That?
It's a fun little pun that they do. They do some punny things over there.
They're no New York Post, but
yeah,
seriously,
New York Post
leave it
the best
to the New York Post, please.
So here's the sort of tweet that's like, hey, breaking shit down.
There's a height differential that's sure a little bit questionable, but not really. I mean, I don't know. I think it's more fun to think that it's not her.
It's not her. Look at the face. There's no way that's her.
I don't know. It's so fucking grainy.
She's
but
dead.
Yeah.
I think she's
no.
dead.
Okay, so let's go through it. I don't actually think she's dead. I think she may be in a coma still.
Well, but, let's go through the conspiracy
so the theories.
Yeah.
I already said the one that she was actually rushed to the hospital on the 28th of December, and then they had to scramble to release a statement because she was intubated and in a medically induced coma. That's one. There's the BBL facelift. There's intestinal surgery. The theory, the intestinal surgery.
Bowel surgery.
Yeah, that like she has a colostomy bag now and she's like trying to deal with that and figure that out.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, they lengthen them out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I think your intestines are what, 18 feet long? Maybe she had them lengthened to 36 feet.
It's like
60, 70 miles of intestines. Yeah, maybe she had them stretched out to 100, 200 miles.
Yeah. There's the Eating Disorder Treatment Center. This came about because of there was a pull up the pictures, Bob, of her fingers bandaged in appearances.
You could just take Ozempic. Why would she go to an eating center?
No, I think she's had an eating disorder, bulimia. Yeah. Has talked about it, and it's been like a thing. So in a couple of appearances,
what do the bandages mean?
So people are saying now, again, I am going off of a TikTok rabbit hole and not any real thing. But apparently, when you have like bulimia, those two fingers will get like all kind of scratched up and messed up.
Oh, because they try to bite their fingers instead of little finger foods.
No, because they're like putting their finger down their throat and like this one was a stretch for sure, but there was what? Is that true?
Yeah, stomach.
Yeah, so it starts like eating away, or you get some kind of. It's basically like these two fingers will start looking super weird.
Or she thought they were food, and she was super hungry, and then she was just like, "Oh shit!" Yeah, she got a little sea bag.
Or her girlfriend does. Anyways, there's a couple different appearances where she has these.
Wow. So,
that's where that came from. There's the Rose Hanbury thing where William fathered a child with his mistress, although you can't father a child by being pegged. So I don't think that one's real.
Sure.
The other one is King Charles is actually dying, and they're using Kate because she is such a company woman.
Yeah.
They're using this to distract from trying him to get dying. Things in order with King Charles dying.
Okay. And then here's what
there's hysterectomy. Which is long recovery, and then it's also very personal and can have mental stuff with it. Then the distraction from the real truth of King Charles. Also, if King Charles is dying and Kate and William wanted to get divorced at any point, they would have to get divorced before he became king. So they may be like scrambling to try and figure that out. And then, you know, also, we could go back to the palace's statement that we are on the exact timeline that they said in the very beginning.
So you say
but not
coma,
as fun. Not as
I
fun.
I say dead.
Okay.
I've also heard the theory, this was super late last night, so take it for what it's worth, that they're remaking John and Kate plus 8 with John Gosselin and her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be the mom of those new 8 kids.
Now listen.
And it's going to be on A&E. I can't confirm that.
Uh-huh.
I have no knowledge of it whatsoever, but start looking into what John Gosselin's doing these days and those 8 fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, one thing that also fueled this conspiracy was yesterday Obama was seen walking into 10 Downing Street.
Right.
And it was trending, you know, the Logan Act or whatever, but he's been friends with that family for years, which leads me to believe one of them's dead.
Or he's friends with them and they go, "Hey, we need a distraction. Can you come?"
That's a long flight for one photo.
So what I know from The Crown,
right,
is everything I know about the monarchy, right? But they have daily morning meetings,
mm-hmm,
with all of the publications, coffee, whatever.
Yeah.
Their publicist, their secretary, whatever, and they go through every narrative that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go with it? Are they going to spin it? How are they going to spin it? Who are they going to talk to first? Like, this is every day, because all they are is appearances.
Sure.
They don't do anything but be perfect, look perfect, and make appearances.
That's all
right?
We really need, though.
So that's their whole thing.
Mm.
So they would be like, okay, well, what do we do? You know, they have to think of a distraction every single day.
Yeah.
What do we have, you know, bottom of the barrel? Like, do you think Obama would come? Do you know what I mean? Like,
pop up that pic of Obama again.
Do you think we could get Bommy? We can get old Bommy to come?
And you know what I mean? Who's he with? Because two black guys pointing down the street in London is also super weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're over there, and that's where we are going to see the Queen. This is super suspicious because you got a white woman in a yellow coat. Looks like a rain slicker, and it's not raining at all. And
what?
Then,
it's always raining.
Pop up, but not yesterday. It wasn't. And it's then pop up John Gosselin.
A little bit there.
So a lot of people are saying that John Gosselin's new wife from John and Kate Plus Eight looks a lot like Kate, and they're kind of prepping this show.
That's good. That's good. He looks
great. He looks like he is happy and shining. And we love to see people win in life.
This is what he always wanted to be.
I think, is this necklace a gift from Dan?
Oh, what is it?
Delco Dan?
Go Birds.
Oh, my gosh, it's
an Eagles
fan.
Holy shit. Wow. Fly, Eagles, fly. Look at Gosselin there. So happy.
Wow.
So happy.
I think, well, obviously, he just got back from spring break.
Yeah. But he like popped in a couple CZs in his ear and went out and hit
the
town.
He was in Panama City.
And sure was.
Destin.
Yeah. God damn it, I miss it. He was at Club La Vela. Now, here's what Fox News said last night, Jesse. I want to ask you about this.
Yes.
It says Prince William is simmering.
Mm-hmm.
Simmering over Kate Middleton health speculation and is bound to crack. Now, a royal expert says the Prince of Wales is upset at the press because of the speculation over his wife's health.
Mm-hmm.
And he's deeply upset about this, and he doesn't understand what the fascination is. Well, Prince, when your only job, like Jesse said, is just when your only job is just to take pics all day long. Pop her on out. Just pop her on out. Have her do a little
That's
dance.
That's the thing. Like, instead of William being distressed, it could be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could just go out, clearly, if you went out to the shops.
Okay.
Like,
and
just
now,
walk out and give a wave. Like, I don't know.
So now we got William here, and this is as of 3 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that's his wife's absence as the Prince of Wales' health and whereabouts continue to capture the nation's attention. No, it's not the nation. It's the goddamn world. And we're all in over here on this side of the pond as well. While visiting a housing workshop in Sheffield to promote his new homelessness project earlier today, William made a touching remark about it and said, that's my wife's area and she needs to sit here. But man,
what did he say? What was this? What did you just say and why?
Yeah.
What was the point of what you just said?
They're asking her about, the project. So that video of them walking through the farms and all that other stuff, was apparently too about a meeting about some homelessness project.
No.
And they, look, this is, again, this is fueling the conspiracy.
You. Can you send it?
No, I can't. Cause I can just read the goddamn article.
Okay. So read it.
Word for
What's
word.
The headline? What's the headline?
I just read you the headline, Jesse. I don't understand why you're covering up for her today.
Okay,
like,
go ahead.
This is fucked.
Go ahead.
This whole thing is fucked. She's dead, and now you're covering up for her today on this goddamn show.
You're just like,
all right?
Know what you're
Royal
saying.
News Live.
Okay.
William discusses Kate Middleton's absence after pair pictured smiling at Windsor Farm Shop.
Okay.
Now he's discussing that.
No, he's talking about the absence.
Yes.
After.
Correct.
The farm shop.
Yes.
Okay, what's he saying?
And it, as again, I just read it. It's capturing the nation's attention, nay, the world's attention here.
Mm-hmm.
While visiting a housing workshop, that's where he was 3 hours ago.
Okay, that he went by himself.
Yes,
and he was discussing there
the homelessness because he, God damn it, they're champions of it. All right,
that's
all they care about.
They want there to be more homeless.
They have all these castles with no homeless people in them, and they're like, we can't put them here.
Yeah,
that's too rich.
They're dirty.
We gotta fucking put them in a goddamn shanty for these people to live because they don't need to be living in castles. We can't have homeless people waving out the window with fucking swords and shit like the olden days. We can't have that there. And they're saying, look, regarding this homeless project that I'm here to talk about, I can't say a fucking word about it. You know why? That's my wife's area. And that's what he said. That's my wife's area. Now, is she there with him? No, she's not. So if they were happily shopping 2 days ago, where the fuck is she at this homeless event? Unless Kate Middleton hates the homeless now. And maybe that's part of the conspiracy. She said, you know what? There's too much immigration. There's too much homelessness. Get these grimy, dirty fucks off my goddamn streets.
Oh, no. Maybe it's like an undercover boss situation.
Sure
She's
is.
Living homeless.
She's the homeless person.
She's among them right now.
And there's going to drop a doc on BBC. It's going to be a weekly series for the next 62 weeks. Where's Kate? Guess what? Kate's pretending to be homeless.
And it's
to show you
it's literally
that
just,
you're not compassionate.
It's literally just like a couple pieces of like things of dirt.
It's just a little bit of charcoal
like,
smear.
Wipes it off. It's me.
Yep. Now they do say in here, Kate is thought to be eyeing an Easter Sunday return.
Yes, just like the statement from the palace.
I understand that. But we're roughly how many days away here? 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 days away from her grand return.
Yep.
And we haven't seen her in fucking 3 months?
Right.
No, I'm not buying any of this.
The other thing could be that, like...
Are they going to put her in the bunny suit?
She can't get a fucking break. Like, she can't take a break. Right?
I don't know.
That could be the other thing. Like, we told you we weren't doing any fucking official engagements.
Don't post anything then.
They didn't.
They posted a Photoshop picture.
Oh, the mother's.
Yeah. Room. So why do any of that?
You're right.
Just disappear, dude. Take the time off. Throw up a peace sign. Put up the first Dave Matthews album where you're supposed to see the peace sign in there on Remembered Two Things. And I never saw it. But put that up and just be like, dude, I'll be back when I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a feeling Easter Sunday is going to roll around. You and I are going to be getting up real goddamn early that day.
Yeah.
To pop on BBC to see her live.
I know.
Out of the out of the palace.
I know.
And then we're going to get Prince William walking out first. And then we're going to get the Easter Bunny. And then they're going to say, guess what?
Oh.
She's in the goddamn costume.
Oh my God.
Conspiracy solved, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not going to be because she's going to be in an Easter Bunny costume that day. Yeah.
Oh, she has risen. Yeah.
She's risen, and we pop her up and pop some lights on her, and then she flies above the castle. That would be fun for all the people of England.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this is making me real sick to my stomach. I can tell you that I don't feel good about this. I feel like I could be getting abdominal surgery tomorrow. I got to know the answer, and we're 12 days away.
I know.
And that's too long for me.
Yeah.
Because then what if she doesn't pop out at Easter? Did you ever think about that?
Well, if she doesn't come out when the palace said she would, then you've got real problems.
When are you going to admit that she's dead?
When she doesn't come out at Easter.
Okay. Then the show the next day will be Kate Middleton dead, age 37.
Yep.
I don't know how old she is. That seems about right.
She's 40s, no?
Is she really?
I don't know.
Damn it, man.
I thought they were older.
She's 42.
42.
42.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I don't like any of this. I don't like being lied to. And this, like this, pop down to that photo one more time, Bob, right there. Look at this. Don't fucking lie to me like this. Don't do this. Don't put up a double and say, oh, their fucking sun is shining and the weather's is sweet now.
That's why I'm like, do you really? It's like, yes, it doesn't look like her, but my God, the balls. To do something like this?
But we're doing it here in America every single day. I think that's just the world we live in. Where if you put it out, everything. Take the election and all this other shit that's going on, January 6th, all of it. In my opinion, it just lies right in front of our face. And we've seen footage of all this shit. And we're looking at it and we're like, none of this is real. But nobody cares. I think we've now entered this age of like, fuck you. I'm above you. And here's how far I am above you that I'm gonna put this out. And say, you know what? It definitely isn't real, but we're going to make you think it's real. And we're going to make think you're the crazy one here.
Like, do you think if someone was missing, we would like have the balls basically to like walk through a crowded area with a doppelganger? Do you think that?
Today, yes, I do. I really do. And if they're going to tell you it's true, you're going to have to believe it's true.
I'd be so fucking nervous if I was that chick.
This is 1984 shit.
And then they're going to offer her after this. In front of my face.
Well, yeah.
It's 1992 shit. It's the movie Dave.
Dave. Is that about the presidents with
Kevin
Klein?
Yeah, Kevin Klein.
Klein? I know him as just Klein.
Oh, yeah. No, Kleinster, dude.
It's just the Mandela effect. We slid into another universe. That's what it was.
All of this is, for real, I just think we're in this age of like, no, I'm going to get up and tell you what the fuck's going on. You're going to believe me.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think with everything we're doing, that's all we're doing.
Goes all the way to the top. Goes all the way to the top.
Who's the top?
All of this.
Who's the top?
Who's the top?
Not William.
The king. Yeah. King.
William's the bottom.
Yeah,
I think personally, she's just having like surgery after surgery because they're like, oh, Madam Princess, I believe you are going to need a colostomy bag for the rest of your life, and they're just like that's not happening. You get back in there and you stick
it
up.
Out.
Yeah, you fucking find a way.
Yeah, right.
That's what she photoshopped out of that photo.
Now
it was a big bag of fucking violence.
Shit,
Rose Hanbury has released a statement today through her lawyers. She released a statement through her lawyers saying she's addressing the rumors of the alleged affair with Prince William, and she's saying through her lawyers the rumors are completely false. Do you believe that?
I think the rumors, maybe current rumors, are false, but I don't think the past rumors were. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they killed. Do you think they killed Princess Diana?
Who? The
royal family.
The firm?
Yeah.
No.
You think she just accidentally died in that tunnel?
I think that the driver was wasted.
He was drunk?
Yeah. Which is actually known.
Okay.
But the driver, because they didn't know they were leaving that night, he thought they were going to stay at that hotel.
Oh.
She got mad. So he had been down in the bar drinking, which everyone had seen, actually.
Really? Okay.
So,
I never heard that.
But people were following them, and it was like not in England. So, but what?
Driving drunk is legal in France, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it should be.
Yeah. So it wasn't like that huge of a deal, except for when he couldn't control the vehicle in a tunnel.
Yeah, I got in a violent accident in France and almost died. That's true. The guy was fucking trashed. Mm. Yeah. But with that, a lot of people are saying maybe they offed her because he's having this affair and it's kind of repeating itself from Lady Di. She was trending all day yesterday. On Twitter, no lie, for this exact story. And then somebody brought up on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, and this, oh boy, this is going to feed right back into what you said earlier. And I hate it because I've got to shame a woman today. I got to body shame someone. They said, look at the chins on Camilla Parker bowels. And then Kate, or this Hanbury chick, what's her name? Rose Hanbury.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are kind of homely looking, and it's just a weird fucking sitch if you go back in the day, you know?
Yeah, it was always weird.
So both of them would be having affairs with ugly women, and then they're going to kill the queens, essentially. They're going to kill off the future queens. Because look at this unnatural beauty here. It looks like a jankier version of Diana. The Rose Hanbury chick looks like a jankier version of Kate Middleton.
But they were dating since they were like in love since they were like kids. So in his eyes, he sees like the girl that he first
fell in love with right.
and could never be with.
Sure.
But yeah.
But look, his chin is also missing. And so maybe that was part of it too.
No where, chins allowed.
Yeah. It's a no chins allowed family.
No chin zone.
And then Kate's biggest mistake was having a fucking chin.
Mm, and being like just classically really good looking.
Yes. And it's just not good enough for this family. They like uggos over there.
Sure.
That they can just kind of lay with and chill.
A lot of incest.
Yeah.
They just don't like anyone overshadowing them. And they're quite ugly.
Right. Because if you look at William, I know he's wearing hats now. He's had a bozo ring for a good 4 years, 5 years even. They talk about it in Spare, his brother, and he says, you know, my brother was always jealous of me because his hair was receding rapidly. No, that hair took off on a Southwest flight and said, want to get away.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is fucking gone.
Right.
It's just a classic bozo ring on that guy.
I know.
When you're throwing ping pong balls in six buckets trying to win a red Schwinn at the end, it's old school.
Yeah.
Bozo ring, and he's not doing anything about it.
My God, though, in his heyday.
I know.
Prince William. Dang.
I know.
Dang.
One of the best looking dudes there was.
Yeah.
So him and Kate made sense. Now he's getting older and is reverting to who his father is. Just going back to the Uggo from back in the day where you're like, well, this is who I am. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that fucking stud. Look at that pimp.
Look, it looks like a Gossip Girl villain.
It sure does, dude. Looks like he should be hanging out with Chuck Bass.
Just shave his head. What's wrong with shaving his head?
That's what I don't get either. Shave the head, dude. Go Agassi with it.
Go Statham.
Yes.
Or do what his dad did, which was clearly get some kind of hair transplant.
Beekeeper.
Because his dad was going super bald, too.
Go Statham with it, yeah.
And then showed up with hair. You're like, huh?
Yeah. Or a toupee. Go with a toupee. Go with a tuper. It's I know, it's kind of hard to believe, right?
You've got to transition to the toupe.
Yeah.
You can't be bald and then toupe. You have to start using toupe right when you're going.
But then he could have gone by Toupe of Earl, and then I like that because that fits into the whole British theme, Jesse.
Just go full Urlacher, get hair transplants when you're known to be bald.
Hey, we're going to tell him you said that. Okay, I'm going to text him right now as soon as the shine is on. Tell him you said that. Yeah.
I mean, it's just facts.
Say it to his fucking face.
You got a hair transplant.
No, nobody knows it. His hair, you wear a helmet for that long, you shave it, and then it just grows back magically at the age of 36. Right. You know? That's how hair works. Except in Prince William's case here. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm saying they'll announce the death April 4th. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Same day that Martin Luther King got killed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Early morning, April 4th. And that way they can play the U2 song with it. And then that'll kind of be in the background. Images, dancing, flying of her whole life and the kids and everything else. But I don't feel good about anything that's going on right now in the world. And this is doing nothing to quell my fears.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. I can tell you this, we're going to be all over this goddamn story until we see the bitter fucking end.
Right.
You know why? We were there for the Queen. We were live on air, and I told you she was in the sunset hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was sunset. I mean, for the video watchers.
Did we find out
this is, this
on
is sunset
air?
In Braille.
Did we
what's,
find
or
out on
blindness?
Air?
What's that? Deafness? Is that deaf? Sign language.
Sign language.
Sign language. Guys, I'm grieving
this
too. I'm grieving real fucking hard. We're getting through this together. And this is when the sunset hour, and then she died live on air with us, remember?
Yeah.
So we'll be here.
What a great
for
day.
This. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a great day for
no,
them, but
for us.
For
us, yeah.
Yeah, we got it was big ratings that day for us. But we'll be here with you if they don't delete this channel. I wouldn't be shocked if we uncracked the mystery here today on the show and the royal family just nuked this YouTube channel. And they said, fuck off. Get these guys out of here. They're the only ones to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Boots on the ground. These boots weren't lying. They were walking.
Sure.
These boots were made for it.
Right.
Made for walking.
Right.
Who has more power? The royals or the Kardashians?
The royals.
The royals.
The royals. Come on, dude. We're not doing that.
We're going to really undersell Kris Jenner?
Hey, let's not bring that up today, okay? We got some breaking news. I think her brother just died, or the sister.
Sister.
Sister just died?
Whose sister?
Kris Jenner's. Pull up a picture. This is what happens when you're not rich.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
No, it's like a chess move, probably.
They didn't.
Look at this. No, she didn't want her to be seen. That's why you never saw her. Look at her. There she is, dead. She's fucking dead.
Oh, is that?
Yep.
Oh, that was both of them.
Both died.
No, no, but is that a picture of
is
both?
Is that an old school picture of Kris Jenner? No. What did you pop up, Bob?
God
damn it, man. We've got you've got some face blindness or
what
something.
Is going
like it's
on
a picture.
Today?
It's a picture blindness where you can never find it. That looks like Michael Jackson. Look at that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. She's dead. How old is she? What did she die from?
She's 65.
It's fentanyl. What was it? Parasailing? Motorcycle accident?
She flipped her vet.
How did she die
her
here?
Corvette, yeah.
I gotta know this answer. Are they? Is this hiding something? Is Kylie dead?
They're attributing it to, quote, natural causes for now.
For now.
For now.
For now. Until they do that autopsy. And that's where they're going to find the cyanide. I guarantee you, Kris is testing it out. You know, she wants to kill If you got to keep the family going and keep them in the news, I think she's going to kill Rob, the fat one with the sock company. I think they're going to lace up his energy drinks.
Also breaking news.
Yeah.
Who's the Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
And Lamar Odom.
Yep.
Are starting a podcast.
Sure. Over.
What?
Shut it down.
No, that'll be higher than Rogan.
Keeping up with sports.
I'm saying shut down podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the end. So the two of them are getting together.
Talking about sports. Because you have one who was the greatest athlete of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce.
And the other was quite good as well.
Sure was. Sixth man of the year, won a championship.
They were both out, like,
all-star
kicked
appearances.
Out of the family.
Sure were.
They're still going to use the keeping up with.
Yep.
Oh, does Caitlyn get to use the women's
tees? They both still have their dicks.
Keeping. Well, does she what?
Get does to she use? Play the women's tees in golf?
Yeah, she does. You have to.
No,
oh, such
she
an unfair
doesn't.
Advantage.
Yeah. No, she hates that shit.
Okay.
You know, she's pulling up the ladder behind her kind of thing. Where she's
always.
Like, I just don't want
have
anyone
to.
Else to be able to be trans but
yep.
me.
Yeah, and I like that.
So she's like really against trans people having any rights whatsoever, which I kind of like about her.
Same, and I'd be fine if she was the last trans person ever.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she wants.
I don't need any more.
She
of
wants
those.
To be the best and the last.
Yeah.
You know, a triathlete. What was she?
Did she want to ride the dog from Never
what
Ending
was
Story?
She? What was Bruce? What did he win?
Decathlon.
Decathlon.
That's all. That means 10. So he won 10 events.
Okay.
That's what that's. It's DECA. So it's 10 events there. Hardest competition in the entire world. And,
for sure.
Bruce Jenner ended up winning it. And now it's just two athletes talking. I don't know what the big deal is. It's just two bros talking.
Two dead men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Two dead men.
Mm.
I wonder if he's going to dead name her on the show at all. You know, and because I don't want that either. I don't want him to slip up and call him Bruce right on the air, you know.
She's cool with it. She's like one of those cool ones.
Oh, okay.
Where she's just like, whatever, you know. Like,
yeah. I'll put my dick in the toaster.
It is what it is. Yeah.
I'll drink out of a Borg, put my dick in the toaster.
You know what? She's so cool. It's almost like she's like a dude. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like she's cool. Like a dude is cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. Gosh, thanks.
How do you feel today? This has been weighing
on
your
on
heart and
for
mind.
A long time.
It sure
no,
didn't. I don't think it went on long enough.
No, I think that the problem is that I just got into it.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just started with the photoshopping and with the...
Sure.
A little bit after that. Mm. That's when I, you know, it imprinted on me, if you will. And so I'm kind of late to the game.
Very
it's not breaking news at all.
Very
but
to the game.
If we're going to be following the story, I think we need to know where it started and where we are.
Yeah.
That's all. And it was
more. She, by the way, at home, she asked me if Tupac died the other night. And I was like, whoa, you are really late to this one, too.
Yeah.
Whereas I've been all over this since day one.
You've been all over what?
This Kate Middleton conspiracy. And I've been saying she's dead for 3 months now. And when I come home at night and I see you after work, you're like, I can't hear one more conspiracy. I was like, this isn't a conspiracy. She's dead and they're hiding it and they're covering everything up. And I don't like any of the way this smells whatsoever.
They are using Diana, though, which is their January 6th, if that makes sense.
Not really.
So the way that they can shut down anything as far as the paparazzi, like, looking into any story is like, this is what you did to Diana, right?
Yeah. You killed her.
Same thing that we can shut down anything being like, we don't want another January 6th, right?
Yeah.
So they can shut down any, you know, prying into anything or saying anything because it's the same way.
No,
Princess Di equal to greater than January 6th.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. A lot of people have said that.
Yeah.
When did she die? Was it on January 6th? Lady Di?
No.
No. No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Fun fact, though, you know what my picture's saved as on my iPhone?
Yeah.
It is Lady Di.
It is.
August 31st, 1997.
Oh, very close. Yeah, this is the 6-month anniversary.
Beautiful. August 31st just doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't stick in your mind in any way.
So does February 29th. Like, that still doesn't seem real. And I know you guys brought that up earlier. Didn't know it was a leap year.
It happened.
The date.
It happened. Yeah, the date. The date happened this year.
So we leaped.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We loped. Was leaped.
Here's what I want you guys to do at home, okay? I know a lot of people are talking about this. Share this episode with them to shed some light on what's really going on with Kate Middleton. I don't know that anybody else out there has a good enough take. So share this episode and say, hey, guys, this is what's really going on behind the goddamn castle walls.
I don't know. Everyone in the chat is saying they're thinking the mistress. A lot of them, either plastic surgery or
they're getting a
some
divorce.
Kind of mistress.
Divorce.
Thing with the mistress. That's the overwhelming, right?
A divorce right now with everything that's going on. You had the runaway brother and the girl from Suits.
They're saying mistress
with
being
cancer,
knocked up.
The queen dead. They would have removed that baby right from her. I can tell you that.
What if Kate just stroked out?
Possible.
Could be,
and she just
right?
doesn't want like photos of her
this
real
is
face.
What,
yes.
But this is what Jesse thinks too, that she's in a coma, and which would make sense.
No. She's out of the coma, but her face, like part of her face doesn't work.
It's like, oh, a,
paralyzed,
Jamie Fox
like a Jamie Foxx situation. Maybe.
It's like, I'm not coming back until I can fucking
yeah.
speak without you thinking of me differently.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or
I'm on board.
They're building an AI head and they're getting prepared to remove her face. And put that over there like the popular movie Face Off with John Travolta and Alessandra Nivola. And right. I think Nick Cage was in that too.
Yeah, it's Nick Cage.
Yeah, Nick Cage was in that too. Sorry, I was moved by the faces being ripped off on Travolta's side over there.
Right. So,
that's me. That was my biggest takeaway from that movie. And yeah. This is my biggest takeaway from this. There's a good possibility that they're currently ripping off her face and getting prepared to put on a rubber one.
Dude, I wouldn't put anything past. I wouldn't put anything past the firm.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But I can tell you this: we'll be all over this. And the second that they do announce that she is dead, like I've predicted, we will be playing "Candle in the Wind" for 24 hours straight.
Okay.
Probably on a Patreon episode because YouTube will nuke that, obviously. But would have liked to know you. I was just a key.
Nice.
And I'm prepared to do that for 24 hours fucking straight because this is what we do here. We break the real news. Don't believe in anyone else. Don't follow another podcast. The rest of your lives will be on top of this. Okay? Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away at this point. Although Kate Middleton has never rated the show because she can't use her fingers anymore. She's dead.
Yeah.
And she wasn't able to rate the show before she passed.
Right.
And that'll be something that I live with the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. But you guys can turn the tide here at home and do what she couldn't do, which is rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. What, Jesse? You're just clicking a button at that point. She can't click one.
You could just rate and put your review as like, where's Kate?
Where's
Find
Kate?
Kate?
Find Kate. Yeah. Where's the body?
Yep.
Where's Kate's body?
Yep.
Where's her tiny little body? Hope she's not driving through any tunnels anytime soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, man. That'd be a fucking classic switch him up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They announced she dies in a tunnel in a limo by the paparazzi, and you're like, wait a minute.
Oh,
she's
boy.
Been dead for 4 months.
Well, they have been that sloppy. That may be.
Could be.
They've been real sloppy about this.
And then they roll out a body double into the street and be like, that's the dead one.
Sure.
That's the dead one there.
No, nothing to see.
Nope. But again, we will be on top of this. So follow the show every goddamn day. We'll get to the finish line on this, kids, for you, because the media won't. TMZ won't. We know the goddamn royal palace isn't. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables and Ross Patterson, this is the Revolución. Buenas tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.